Paper 114, Seraphic Planetary Government. The Most Highs rule in the kingdoms of men through many celestial forces and agencies, but chiefly through the ministry of seraphim. At noon today, the roll call of planetary angels, guardians, and others on Urantia was 501,234,619 pairs of seraphim. There were assigned to my command 200 seraphic hosts, 597,196,800 pairs of seraphim, or 1,194,393,600 individual angels. The registry, however, shows 1,002,469,238 individuals. It follows, therefore, that 191,924,362 angels were absent from this world on transport, messenger, and death duty. On Urantia, there are about the same number of cherubim as seraphim, and they are similarly organized. Seraphim and their associated cherubim have much to do with the details of the superhuman government of a planet, especially of worlds which have been isolated by rebellion. The angels, ably assisted by the midwayers, function on Urantia as the actual supermaterial ministers who execute the mandates of the resident governor-general and all his associates and subordinates. Seraphim as a class are occupied with many assignments other than those of personal and group guardianship. Urantia is not without proper and effective supervision from the system, constellation, and universe rulers. But the planetary government is unlike that of any other world in the Satania system, even in all Nebadon. This uniqueness in your plan of supervision is due to a number of unusual circumstances. 1. The life modification status of Urantia. 2. The exigencies of the Lucifer Rebellion. 3. The disruptions of the Adamic Default. 4. The irregularities growing out of the fact that Urantia was one of the bestowal worlds of the universe sovereign. Michael of Nebadon is the planetary prince of Urantia. 5. The special function of the 24 planetary directors. 6. The location on the planet of an archangel's circuit. 7. The more recent designation of the one-time incarnated Machaventa Melchizedek as vicegerent planetary prince.